Welcome to Digital Life with Emmanuel Onwuka and Yvonne Ohaifo.
Just like I promised you, Lagos, we're back here on Digital Life. And yes, we're moving on to our very next conversation, which is very exciting for me because it's already, I would say, it's a promise fulfilled. Okay, I promised on the show some time ago that we're going to have an expert come in and talk to us about our data management. Of course, when we're talking about data this time, we're not talking about data like data, like the one we had the conversation just now. We're talking about data usage on your phone, you know, your airtime. That's data airtime that comes from your internet, the internet, you know, subscription and all the rest. That's the one we're talking about right now. And we have someone in the house who is going to help us, you know, with this conversation. He actually reached out to us, and we love people who are our listeners and then they have become guests on the program. We have Mr. Adelegun Adewale. He is someone who has worked with different telecommunication companies over the years, and he's here right now to share insights and to give us expo into all that happened in that place and how you can manage your data, especially your phone data. Some of us have MiFi, some has MiFi, there's MiFi, there's Wi-Fi, and then there's the subscription on your phone. But then you find out that you are doing 7.5 gigabytes. And then in one day, maybe you did it at about 5 a.m. in the morning, and by 11 p.m. in the evening, you're seeing bum bum, data exhausted. And you're like, how? And you go and you rant on social media, and you're coming back and you're like, no, these people, but you buy again, no? You keep buying and it keep happening again and again. So this morning we're having a conversation on that. You know, how can you manage your data very well? You know, what are the things on your phone that are kind of like sucking your data, you know, taking all the oil from it and not allowing you to actually do a lot with that, you know, very much data? Because 7.5 gigabytes is actually a lot of data. Even 3.5, even 1.5, it just depends on what you're utilizing it on. You know, there are some things on your phone, you know, let me not do the experts job. We have the expert here, Mr. Adewale joins us right now. Good morning. Please move closer to the mic so we can hear you very well.
Good morning, everyone. So it's going to be an interesting conversation because like one of the operators said, data is life. I wasn't really connecting with that the first time, but later when it's like, I can't do without
you
data.
Are doing promotion, okay?
No. I realized I can never do without data. When I find myself isolated without data, I was like, life is sneaking out of me.
You know, it's actually like a drug.
Exactly.
Honestly, because you see, if your internet, just like I explained earlier, if you're using your phone, okay, you're doing something on Instagram or you're doing something on Facebook or you're laughing, and then you just receive that notification that your data is exhausted. The way you get angry, like, no, I just recharged, you know, I just did it today. And the next moment you're seeing yourself going on your phone and, you know, from your bank, you are like, I should get more data.
Exactly.
So it's like you're complaining, but then you're going around the same cycle over and over again. You know, it's okay. Like, I, for one, I don't calculate how much I spend on data. I cannot try it. I won't even think about it because, my brother, I don't. Let's not have that conversation, okay? I believe it's the same for most persons. So they can't calculate. They don't even want to go there because they know they're spending a lot, but then they're not getting... They're not getting the value back, okay, that they are spending. So thank God you're here today to give us very good insight into it. So let's get into the conversation. What are those things that actually prevent us? Is it something that, is there a scheme from this telecommunications company? Let's hit them hard this morning. We are not holding back, you know, to just keep having or making us pay for data over and over again. Or there's something actually on our phones or the way we use it on our phone, the way we manage it on our phone that is actually sabotaging the data that we buy.
Let me
move closer to the mic so Lagos can hear.
Let
you.
Me give a little some background in terms of the data, internet, and evolution. So let's use the word internet here, because like the last conversation, data is more or less like information. Why internet is the pipe?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the era of if we are around for some time, it used to be dial up. You know, dial up on a mobile phone, which is more or less like voice. Then we add pager, which is more or less like an SMS kind of information. Then evolution to 2G, that is in early 90s. Then 3G's, in 2005 and co, then LTE, and all these are really evolution, which means as we are out, there are a lot of researches, and the companies OEM, we call them OEM, the original equipment manufacturers,
yeah,
as they are coming up with new ideas, exploring the spectrum, radio frequency spectrum, which span from about 300 kilowatt to gigabit, you know. We will continue to have new capability in terms of what pipe will be able to carry our information.
Mm.
So 2G then, that was GPRS, Edge. The best application then was maybe Google Search. And mind you, the first search engine was in Google Search.
Yeah, we are aware.
You so, you know, but as we are having bigger pipe, we are, you know, content company are now also developing more content, like data eating content, like data eating content like Instagram, Facebook. In fact, let me tell you from our own experience, WhatsApp is the most data eating application.
Ah,
yes,
WhatsApp,
yes, to some extent, if we are not careful. So let's go back to how to save.
But I go on Reels, like I don't stop on Reels. WhatsApp, I can leave there. It's just one conversation and I'm out.
It depends on you.
Ah, this one is, I beg to differ. Oh, guy, you're on the hot seat right now. Give me data to back what you're saying.
Because if you are not careful, if you are on WhatsApp and you did not go to the setting and ensure that it doesn't download everything that is received, especially digital content, videos, it will be eating up your data.
Mm.
And that's why most of the time you have to be clearing up your device if your device is not having enough capacity. So same thing for Instagram and the rest, all the rest of the social media. So you have to really understand your device in terms of the capacity of your device, and also know how to manage your data storage in terms of in your device. By there is a place in for all the device where you go to database where you can clear out. You will never know when you check it, you can be seeing 2 gig of usage every month. It's trying to back up your data or your information for you even without asking it. But if you can be clearing that every month, then you could be freeing up your data.
Where can I find this on my phone? Is it like, do I have to go for...
So if you go to setting, then go to application, then in application, if it is Instagram app, you go to Instagram, then you now see database.
Mm.
If it is WhatsApp, you see database. And it replicate that same information. It will just be updating the last month on. It will still keep it there. So the last month might be 5 gig.
But if I delete that data,
okay, you leave the latest one.
Oh,
you leave the latest one. So the latest one has override the previous 2 months, the previous 4 months. Instead of having occupy your device with 20 gig, you are now occupying it with 5 gig.
Okay, so one of the things that can easily break my heart is to go on my WhatsApp, okay, and then discover that the whole conversation I have on WhatsApp, like my WhatsApp conversation history, is deleted.
It's really bad.
Do you understand? Yeah. It's a very bad experience. Now, I'm concerned that if I told this line, okay, that you're suggesting that we can, that I'm going to have like, what's it called? That I'm going to clear my info, like those backed up messages, those messages that I've had, those important conversations that I've had with people, you know, previously, and I'm not going to find them if I delete that data. I think that's one of the fears that a lot of persons have. But does that really happen if that data is deleted?
No. That's why I said it skips like 5. It depends on... Yeah, so when you go to that space, you will see the last 3 update.
Mm.
So the latest update override the last 3.
Mm.
So you can delete the last 3 and leave the latest one. So which means you still have all your data intact up to date. If you check your device, you'll
I'm checking my device right now because I want to understand, you know, what is eating my data. Okay, wow. Okay, you are correct too.
Yeah.
So I'm checking my data and I'm seeing that, okay, I use an iPhone and the most consuming, internet consuming on my phone is Instagram.
Okay.
So it means that I'm always on Instagram, yeah, you know.
That's an insight.
That's all that data.
Personalized insight.
Exactly. And the next one is on Safari. And Safari, that is the, like, Google, what's it called? Web search, you know, platform on iPhone, and then followed by WhatsApp.
Okay.
So, indeed, your insight is actually correct. We'll give you...
Yeah. So, for in terms of your subscription, I think... You can also use, like Nelly said, you can use Google search to actually know which of the mobile data operator is giving you more value. And like I think I mentioned it the last time I called in, some of the operators does some tricky thing. And what they do is they try to show you they're giving you a huge value in terms of the data bundle, but actually in it is a high burn rate, you know. So you can be offered, for example, one of the operators give 2,000 naira for 8 gig. They call it 9 gig. And that 2,000 naira is giving you 4.5 gigabyte and 4 gigabyte for YouTube.
Night browsing. They call something night browsing.
Night YouTube. You know? You know, that means the real value you have that you have full control on is actually 4.5 gig. You understand? In fact, for that operator, I even prefer them. Some will give you for that 15 gig, or let me say 12 gig for that 2,000 naira. But the value you're actually getting is maybe 2 gig because of the high burn rate. Burn rate means the rate of depletion is not more than normal. But the face value they are giving you is, I have huge data. The other one that splitted it, yes, it's still a good value, but it wasn't really tricky. In fact, you will see that the 4 gig, you use it even more than the 12 gig of 2,000 naira.
Wow.
Yes. So you really need to do some research or ask, you know, people about which of these data bundle offer from operator is giving you more value.
Who can we meet to ask this very question? Because it's a very important question, especially for business people who own businesses. You know, I'm very concerned about small business owners because most of them listen to this show. And people, they are individuals as well who work from home, especially now that we're having remote work, you know, as one of the key things that is driving the industry, the tech industry. Okay? So a lot of people are very concerned about their data usage and, you know, what is consuming their data. And they are, you know, going for higher ones. Now, Nigeria, we've not gotten to that stage yet. We used to have unlimited data. Right now, we don't have that function. Telecommunications companies no longer give, you know, unlimited, you know, a one-off unlimited data subscription, because I'm sure a lot of people would, you know, will go for that. But then, who are those persons who can ask this very interesting question that you asked, you know, of how, which bundle is best suitable for us?
Okay, yeah, someone like me as well. at the same time, there is a lot of bloggers, you know, blog site online that you can actually check this out. We will have done some comparative analysis of the data bundle and the kind of offer that they give. But to be fair enough, the telecom operator also going through a lot, because we know that energy is very, very costly in Nigeria. Most of their site has been powered by diesel, you know, and also they are earning their money in Naira, and many of them are foreign company, which they need to repatriate their fund. Okay. And all this combined together, and in the value chain, there is a lot of, you know, people that have to be paid, a lot of stakeholders, You know, even the NCC is a stakeholder. They have what we call annual operating level, you know, a whole lot of chain, the sales agent and co. You know, so the cost of delivering the mobile internet is also getting higher, and the revenue, you know, like in every business, they always increase the target. You know, so that's why I think they are trying to balance the whole thing, you know, and try to make sure that in the face value of what they are giving is still looking as very, very good, though it's not. And there was a recent report that is actually saying Nigeria mobile internet is even more costly recently. Unlike the story used to be before that, it's actually cheaper.
Yes, I think that was the conversation we were having when you contributed.
Yeah, so it's now becoming more costly, and there is something called the price floor, which NCC regulate, and that's why for voice price, it has not really gone higher. You know, because most people are even now tending towards the mobile internet. Even traders, ordinary people that usually take on device before.
They're not taking devices.
Everybody is now let me say the fintech has actually drive the adoption of mobile internet, because I don't want to use one of those fintech company. You know, I don't want to say it online because of your rules.
Yeah.
You understand? It's making a lot of people to adopt smart devices so that they can be able to do their business because of the cash crunch issue.
I'm very sorry, Lagos. We have to go. We're already out of time. You see, I told you it was a very interesting conversation, but then we have to go. We have to go. We're out of time. But the thing is this: we're going to get the NCC in here, because it's like we're moving from level to level. So yeah, we're going to get NCC in here. So we could, and also, I think maybe the day we are getting NCC, we also get one of these telecommunications companies to be here so that they can actually address these things themselves. Because you've raised a lot of questions, and as Nigerians, we need to understand these things very well.
Yes.
You know, you should be real to us. We're your customers. You should tell us these things. And when you're doing some things, I understand that everybody, business is out there for profit, but then, you know, be true to us to an extent. But Lagos, I believe that you've gotten one or two insights. Thank you so much, Mr. Adewale, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Can Lagos reach you? Please just tell us your personal social media handle.
Wale Indele on Facebook, Wale Indele on Instagram.
Indele, I-N?
Yeah, Wale Indele.
Oh, Wale Indele. Yes. Ah. that's a very innovative way to put the name. Wale Indele.
Yes.
Okay, so you can search up Wale Indele on Instagram and on Facebook, and you can connect with Mr. Adewale so that you can get more insights on how to manage your data on your phone, your data using your
and
phone.
And Telegram on Adewale on LinkedIn.
All right. Thank you so much, Lagos. Thank you for coming on the show. I really love that, you know, a lot of you are contributing. I can see your WhatsApp messages, but we're out of time. You know, the sports gang are here already. Truman Noli is already standing by he's already standing by. But my name is Emmanuel Onwuka. You can reach out to me on Instagram, Ima_Onwuka, Onwuka. And you can reach out to me on Facebook and LinkedIn, Emmanuel Onwuka. Digital Life is coming your way again next Sunday. Stay tuned on this station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Even at the sports gang coming, you know, we're going to keep doing what we do. And remember, you can search on our social media handles, our YouTube link, for, you know, previous episodes of this very show. Thank you, Lagos. We'll continue to keep serving you. Bye for now.